The Dream Diary by Jill Webb.
Bizarre, you. Boo!
Oh, Edie, you did make me jump. That's not funny.
I'm surprised you didn't see me. There's no one else here. Why are you in lounge and not under Budley or in garden? It's a lovely day. What are you writing?
Well, I was trying to write down me dream I had last night. It were very odd. Thought I'd make a sort of dream diary to go over and try to make sense of it.
Eh? Why bother with that? It's gone. I couldn't be mithered. What were it, any road?
I were in this room, and every step I took, it got smaller and smaller. And then it were almost like a tunnel. It was stifling, really claustrophobic. I'm bothered if I know why I dreamt it.
Well, I can tell you. Never mind claustro, whatever. You've been in that flat too long. The walls are closing in.
Do you think? Maybe you're right.
You're welcome. Now, are you coming into garden?
Do you wonder why we dream, Edie?
No. Once I'm awake, I think, Edie, you're still alive. Now, what shall I have for brekkie?
I wish I could be so uncluttered and simple in me thinking.
Simple? Thank you very much, Ethel. I've said it once and I'll say it again, even if it is wasting me time. Life's too short. You may want to turn your brain into a ball of knotted thoughts, but I like to keep it simple. Brekkie, coffee, chat to you, lunch, brew, telly, dinner, brew, telly, bed.
Maybe that's the answer, but...
Stop thinking, Eth, and let's go and grab that table and chairs outside before Connie gets it.
Okay, you go. I'll just gather me bits together.
Leave your brain in lounge, eh? I want to hear gossip. Over here, Eth. Get a move on. These chairs have got someone's cushions on, so be quick before they're missed.
Oh, I don't like to.
Sit down, Eth, and stop wittering. Now, I just heard Connie say that Roger has got one of them big old 6x4 motor jobbies. They must be paying him too much.
I think you mean 4x4, although I don't know what that means. And good luck to him, I say. He goes to no end of trouble for us, getting shopping and...
That's for Connie, mainly. Oh, yes. I don't like them huge beasts taking up all the road. Put them in that room, I would.
You mean room 101, would you?
Yes. So, what would a thinker like you put in, oh wise one?
I'll have to think on that one.
Typical. Well, listen, I'm going to do a dream diary like you.
Are you, Edie? What dream would you put in?
Tom Bradby. He's my dream boy.
Your slippers.
Eh?
I'd put them in room 101.
Why?
Because they clunk.
Clunking slippers. And you call me simple. You'll not make mastermind, you.